You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello!
We are a group of students from Parliament Hill School who are determined and willing to make a difference in our society regarding the treatment, or rather mistreatment, of refugees in our local community.
We know not many people in our local community know or understand exactly what a refugee actually is and the problems that many of them face.
A refugee is a person who has been forced to leave their country in order to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster.
An asylum seeker is someone who has applied for asylum and is waiting for a decision as to whether or not they are a refugee. In other words, in the UK, an asylum seeker is someone who has asked the government for refugee status and is waiting to hear the outcome of their application.
On the other hand, those who do know about refugees have usually heard all about them
and their impacts on the jobs of innocent British workers.
Many not realising the deeper underlying problem, which is the suffering of the people that have to leave the comfort of their countries to come to a new ambiguous land where they are not given the support they need, especially refugee women. The idea that refugees are here
just to steal other people's jobs,
not pay tax,
and infect the country with their alien cultures and languages
is widespread in many people's opinions, and we thoroughly believe that this needs to change, especially in a society where the Human Rights Act is in existence and where everyone has the right to live and be treated fairly and equally. Another major factor that contributes to the prejudice, stereotypes and racism is the media, as well as the pure lack of education, which leads to the discrimination against refugees. People do not know about the process refugees and asylum seekers go through and how much they have to suffer to actually be given refuge. And the worst thing is, every year it just gets harder and harder.
Here are some statistics that are quite shocking. Last year, 46% of refugees were under 18 years old. This was in line with 2012, but higher than a few years ago. Refugee women and girls accounted for 48% of the refugee population.
As of the beginning of 2012, the population of refugees, pending asylum cases and stateless persons made up just 0.27% of the population. Thus, 150,000 refugees, 18,000 pending asylum cases and 200 stateless persons.
In the UK, thousands of asylum seekers are held in immigration detention centres each year. Under the Detained Fast Track, asylum seekers are detained for the duration of their application and appeal. As a principle, the United Nations opposes the detention of people seeking asylum and calls for the use of alternatives wherever possible.
In 2012, of 22,000 main applicants for asylum, 11.4% were detained under Detained Fast Track. In 2011, 10.7% of asylum claims were accepted under Detained Fast Track. In 2012, 222 children were detained in immigration removal centres, with 156 being under the age of 11.
The majority of asylum seekers do not have the right to work in the United Kingdom and so must rely on state support. Housing is provided, but asylum seekers cannot choose where it is, and it is often a place no one else wants to live in. Cash support is available and is currently set at £36.62 per person per week, which makes it just £5.23 a day for food, sanitation and clothing.
The UK, in comparison with other countries, received 23,499 new applications for asylum in the year ending June 2013, whereas less wealthy countries, like South Africa, take in 61,000 applicants.
What is even more troubling are some of the stories of refugee women and the way in which they were treated when they came to the UK seeking refuge.
When I came here, I thought I would be safe, but it has been so hard. I have spent a lot of time living destitute. That means I am not allowed to work, but also I am not allowed to claim benefits, and I am not given anywhere to live. Being destitute made me really desperate. The first time was in July 2005. I was destitute for nearly a year and a half until October 2006.
In 2009, when the Home Office rejected my case again, I became destitute for the second time, for 15 months.
Women like myself, who have nowhere to go and spend their night in shelters, sometimes those shelters are full and women are forced to spend the night on the streets. One woman told me how she had been raped on the streets because she was sleeping rough. Some women go to Heathrow Airport to sleep. Or they take the night bus going round and round the streets of London. Some women become prostitutes to survive.
And they took my phone. I asked if I could make a call. They said, this is not prison, it's an immigration detention centre. If you were in prison, you could call. So I couldn't even call my lawyer.
She said she'd been here in the country for 5 years. I came when I was underage, and when I became 18, they wanted to deport me. I've been taken to the airport 3 times, but each time I shouted and screamed, so they brought me back. Her story scared me. I felt shocked all over again. She added, next week I have another flight. I don't want to go back. A week later, 6 guards came into the room. It was nearly midnight.
I was refused asylum. It took 6 long years to fight my case through the courts until I was finally given leave to remain.
Clearly, something must be done to help the refugees in our local community, but also all across the UK. There are many things that you can do to help make a change. If you believe that women in the asylum process deserve a fair hearing, then join us today.
One of the main charities that help women refugees is Refugee Women, and they ask you to
join them, stay up to date with all their activities and events, sign up to receive information by email, or you can like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter.
Give, donate to enable their vital work to continue, and you can do this by going to their website.
Fundraise, you can organise your own event to raise funds for refugee women.
Volunteer, their work relies on the help of many volunteers. Find out how you can join them on their website.
Campaign, join them in fighting for the rights of women refugees by campaigning or supporting online campaigns.
Be inspired. Have a look at what others have done to support their work.
And don't forget, refugees are people just like you and me.
Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.